This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and each Monday we get together with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor to discuss your engagement opportunities in the week ahead. And Mary, did you have a good holiday weekend?
I had a great holiday weekend. Watched a little basketball on Saturday, and it was terrific.
Yeah, as did most of the state, and even more are going to be watching tonight as Michigan takes on Villanova to try and win a national championship in men's basketball. As exciting as last night's women's championship game was, with Notre Dame taking the national title with a buzzer beater, I think everybody around here would truly enjoy going right down to the wire, but winning it in the end, don't you think?
I do, and I grew up in Indiana. I was at Indiana University when they won the title, so I'm interested and hopeful for Michigan tonight.
Well, we will certainly be watching, and certainly go blue. There is a watch party at Chrysler Center tonight, but it is limited. Season ticket holders can claim 4 tickets, but you must print your tickets out in advance from your online season ticket holder account. Students are going to be allowed in as well. Seating will be on a first-come, first-served basis. The U of M says doors to Chrysler Center will open at 8 tonight. And again, the game between Michigan and Villanova is scheduled to begin about 9:20. So go blue. And while the game is going on, Ann Arbor City Council has decided to move forward and go ahead with its meeting tonight. I know they'll try and get through that agenda quickly to catch the end of the game.
That's right. It's a fairly light agenda, so they might be able to actually do that since their meeting starts at 7. One big thing that is on the agenda is a resolution authorizing the city to buy back property that it sold 4 years ago to developer Dennis Dahlman. It's known as the Y Lot, right across from the library and next to the Blake Transit Center. It's a property with a long history, and not all of it positive, I'm afraid to say, but it'll be interesting to see how that turns out, especially since Dahlman is also suing the city over the property and hoping to get a longer time frame for him to do development there.
Yeah, it's kind of a messy situation. I can't quite recall off the top of my head. Do you remember how much the city sold the property to Dahlman for?
They sold it to him for $5.25 million, I believe.
And they want to buy it back for $4.2 million.
That's right. That was part of the deal. I think it was $4.2 million cost. Actually, I don't want to misspeak. But this was all laid out in the original contract with the developer. So it's not a surprise. But he is definitely not happy with how things have played out. And I'm sure there'll be more legal wrangling before it's over.
Exactly right. Even if authorized to purchase it back, the story is just getting underway yet again. Ann Arbor Public Schools Superintendent Janice Swift may be on the way out, but while she is here, she's going to hold a series of forums to get some input from residents about the future of the district. I guess first, the response has been kind of surprised, the fact that she is one of the finalists for the superintendent's job in Seattle, Washington. People have come out and definitely asked her to stay if she's willing.
Yeah, I think people were hopeful that she would end out her career here. And you know, it's been just about 5 years, I think, since she was came to town. That seems to be the case these days, whether it's a, you know, school superintendent or city administrator, county administrator. You just don't see the long tenures as much anymore. So it's coincidental that the Seattle School Board will be making its decision on Wednesday at the same time, on the same day that she is actually holding one of these, she's calling them listen and learn sessions to get people's view about the future of the schools and what people would like to see there. Anything really kind of feedback that people want to give. And that's happening at Carpenter Elementary this week.
And again, it will take place at 6 p.m. at Carpenter Elementary. If you're not sure where that's located, it's at 4250 Central Boulevard, and we'll have information on the website for you so you can get all the details you need. The Ann Arbor Public School District, not the only ones looking for some public input. Washtenaw County is as well on how best to spend money that is generated from the new tax supporting mental health services. What exactly are they looking for?
Well, you know, the tax hasn't actually been levied. It was approved last year, but it's not going to be levied until December of this year. So There's an advisory committee that the county set up. It's called the Community Mental Health Advisory Committee. That is formed specifically to give recommendations for how to spend the mental health resources portion of that tax. So I'm really glad to see that they're starting to have forums and seek input from the community. The first one is tomorrow, Tuesday, April 3rd, 8:30 to 9:30 at Scio Township Hall. They will be having additional forums, and at some point there will be more information on the county's website about this at ewashtenaw.org. But it's good that there is really an effort to get community feedback for this particular tax.
There are so many areas that are in need. It's going to be interesting to see how the priorities come down once final decisions are made. Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. Mary Morgan is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative and our partner in this weekly look at your civic engagement opportunities. For those who are willing to serve, the Veterans Affairs Committee in Washtenaw County is looking for some help.
That's right. You know, we highlight periodically opportunities for serving on these advisory committees. And there's now a partial term to fill a vacancy open at the Washtenaw County Veterans Affairs Committee. There is a tax that supports this particular department at the county for indigent veteran services. You need to be a resident of Washtenaw County, and you need to have served honorably on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces in order to serve on this committee. The deadline to apply is on Friday. So if you fit those categories, I'd encourage you to think about it.
And once again, we will have all the information you need on our website. So if you are interested, you can link directly and find out all the information you need to know and get yourself into the running for the position. Well, despite snow in the forecast for tonight and tomorrow morning, it is spring, and it's time for spring cleaning. So there are some opportunities to start taking advantage of available services.
Yeah, that's right. You know, ignore the snow and think about today being the first day that composting, curbside composting pickup has resumed for the season from the city of Ann Arbor. So, you know, that's always a nice sign of spring. And then at the county level, their Saturday home toxic collection service starts on this Saturday, April 7th. So that's a place where you can drop off, you know, paints, oil, cleaning products, and anything else that's toxic in your household. They're open the first three Saturdays of each month from 9 till noon, and that's at the county center on Zeeb Road.
A nice, responsible, and helpful way to clean out the garage in the basement and create a little space that has become cluttered over the winter. Finally, we have an election coming up, and then a couple of more later this year, and the deadline to register for this upcoming election is right around the corner.
That's right. It's a week from today, Monday, April 9th. And when I was getting coffee this morning at Sweetwater's, I asked the clerk there whether she was registered, and I told her about the May 8th election. She hadn't heard about it, although she was registered. So I hope everybody helps spread the word about that election and the registration deadline. The university is actually having a big push this week to register students on campus. So hopefully the word will get out.
Well, we certainly hope so. And of course, you'll get all your election information you need right here on 89.1 WEMU and at civcity.org. Mary Morgan, before I let you go, give me a prediction. Who wins tonight and by what score?
Well, in honor of National Poetry Month, I would love to give my response in iambic pentameter, but let's go for I wish I were that clever. I got to go with Michigan, and let's say by 10.
There you go. The Wolverines by 10. Knock on whatever this is I'm knocking on, fake wood, that is the outcome. Mary Morgan, thank you so much, and we will catch up again next Monday.
All right. Have a good week.
That is indeed Mary Morgan, the executive director of the Civ City Initiative. Mary joins us every Monday to fill you in on your civic engagement opportunities in the week ahead. To sign up for Mary's weekly newsletter, visit her website at civcity.org. For more information on the topics covered in today's edition of Civic Matters, visit our website at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.